Then he told Sinbad of the land that if he would like to hear about those adventures, he should visit him again the next day. The porter readily agreed to come. Before he left, Sinbad of the Sea had a servant give the man a few gold coins. The grateful porter rushed away to complete his delivery and then to share the exciting news with his wife and children. Chapter 2. The First Adventure. The next day, the porter returned. Once again, his host saw to his comfort before he began to talk about himself. Only when the porter was refreshed by the food and drink did the old man finally begin his tale.
My father was a merchant before me. He was devoted to his family, but he died when I was a young man.
Until then, I had lived a life of comfort, free of cares. Since I had my father's wealth in my hands, I saw no need to change. But as I spent the money on foolish pleasures, I did nothing to replace it. It was not too long before I found that I had almost nothing left. I decided that the only thing for me to do was to sell whatever remained of my more valuable possessions and use the money to sail to other lands. There, I hoped to buy and sell merchandise and not come home until I had prospered enough to return to my former life.